This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. I think for the very first time, we're recording live. I'm not going to say exactly where, but we're on the border of Germany and Switzerland. Okay, we'll leave it at that. But security doesn't allow us to pinpoint it any more than that. Okay, we're learning, we're continuing in Mishneh Berurah, Daf HaShavua, Hilchos Kriyas Sefer Torah, Siman Kuf Lamed Hei, Siv Vav. Im Nichnas HaKoyin LeBeis HaKnesses, Achar SheHizchal HaYisrael LeVarich Berech Zatar. The Koyin walks into the shul after the Yisrael already began to make the bracha. Einoi Poisek. The Yisrael doesn't stop. Avo Baruchu. Baruchu alone lo have a haschala, is not a haschala. Baruchu alone is not a haschala. The Oimed HaYisrael Bateva. The Yisrael then stands. In other words, let's say the Yisrael just said Baruchu, and then the Kohen walks in. So the Yisrael is going to stand at the Amud. Ad sheyashlimu Kohen v'Levi, until the Kohen gets his Aliyah, and the Levi gets his Aliyah. V'az Yikra, and then he reads. Then, in other words, then he gets the third Aliyah. Im ein Kohen b'beis HaKnesses, if there's no Kohen in the Shul, Koyrei Yisrael b'mkayim Kohen. The Yisrael gets Aliyah in the place of the Kohen. V'loyala achrav Levi. You're not mechabed a Levi after the Yisrael. Okay. Haga avo rishon yuchal lalois. Rishon he could go. Meaning a Levi could get rishon. A Levi could get rishon. He doesn't have to get rishon. You don't always have to give rishon to the Levi when there's no kayin, but you could. Uchshekorin oisai oimrim. Bimkaim Kayin. When you call up Yisrael or a Levi, you call him up Bimkaim Kayin. Why? Shaloya to Lamer Shazo Kayin. So you don't mistakenly think that this guy got upgraded to a Kayin. Because there are a lot of people there these days, especially they applied to be a Kayin. So we don't want anyone to think that his application was accepted. Okay. Sif Katan Yutes. Achar Shehizchal. Once the Yisrael starts, Hainu Sha'amar, Baruch Ata Hashem. If he said Baruch Ata Hashem, so you say, why? Let him say Lamdeinu Chukecha. No, that's not. Once he said Hashem's name, then that's a Haschala, and he'll get the Aliyah. Einoi Poisek, Kedei Shaloi Tia Bracha Levatala, so that it's not a Bracha Levatala. So the Dirshu brings, he could end off Lamdeinu Chukecha. The Magen Avraham says, it's Efshir Lasakein. What does he have to say Lamdeinu Chukecha? Let him say the whole bracha. That's much better. Okay. Va'oid, delay nechshav pagam lahakayin. The fact that the soul takes aliyah is not a pagam for the kayim. The yislu, because they will hinge it. Shalohayasham b'shashakar la Yisrael. They'll just say the kayin wasn't there when they called the Yisrael. Or maybe it was a mistake. They'll think the kain wasn't there. It's mistaber. Let's say it's Shabbos. The Yisrael will count toward the seven, and you don't have to call up another kain. Even if, let's say, the kain was in shul when they called up the Yisrael. And they made a mistake. They thought he wasn't there. And they called up the Yisrael. Gam kein oila l'minyan shiva, then the aliyah works. What if the gabai doesn't like the kohen, and he intentionally called up Yisrael? Since he's over on an asay, and he's poigim the kohen, the bracha of the Yisrael is not a bracha, and it's boitseya beirech, and it does not count. So, once you call up Yisrael, we should not call up a kohen. Because then people are going to think the kohen's not a kohen. They're going to say he's not a kohen. The fact that he took an aliyah after Yisrael. This is not considered a haschala. Baruchu is not a haschala. The einza levatala. Saying Baruchu is not a levatala. Dehare anu akal. The call answered Baruch Hashem Baruch Leilam Vayed. So So saying Baruch Hu is not a haschala, because it's not levatala, because the call answered Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Vaed. But still, so you say, well, now that you call up the Kohen, does the Kohen repeat Baruch Hu? Yes, the Kohen repeats Baruch Hu. The Kohen repeats Baruch Hu. Does the Yisrael, who then takes another Aliyah, repeat Baruch Hu when he gets an Aliyah? Yes. However, if someone gets an Aliyah and he becomes a mute, and someone takes his place, the Shulchan Aruch says later on that the next Oyla makes a bracha, Tchila v'soif. The Mishnah Berurah says he does not repeat Baruch Hu. Okay, Siv Katan Chavbeis. V'oim, by the way, could you hear me? Okay, that was the right answer. Good, you get extra points for that. Okay, va'oymeid haYisrael kedei shelo yisbayish. The Yisrael stands there, meaning why don't we dismiss him, send him down? Once we call him up, we don't want to dismiss him. V'lo yala achrav Levi, we don't call Levi. The kim deYisrael karo lefanav. Once Yisrael read before him, im yala achrav Levi. If you're going to call up a Levi, yoimru. People are going to say the fact that you called up a Levi, the first guy must have been a kohen. Yoimru sharishin kohen haya. V'av sha'ai. Why would they think that? They called him up b'mkayim kohen. V'av sha'amar b'mkayim kohen kisha karu. Even though they said b'mkayim kohen when they called him up. Ulkil kamei afilu hachi chayshinan. We're still worried that they're going to. That people who came to the shul late will say the fact that you called up the Levi after must be the first guy was a kohen. B'mnei hanechnasim acher kach shlo yishamu kisha karuhu. Okay, sivkatan chavdalid. The rishon he could go up. What does that mean? A Levi, if you don't have a kohen, you could call up a Levi for the first aliyah. Yuchal alois deloy gara mi Yisrael. The Levi's not worse than a Yisrael. By the way, legabe getting that aliyah, nowhere does the Mishnah Berurah says that the Levi has an advantage to get that aliyah. But regarding leftoyach rishon beberchas hamazon and berchas hamotzi or tzedakah, we do say in Siman Reish Aleph Sivkat Yud Gimel, it's better to advance to give precedence to the Levi. But the first aliyah, there is no maila of giving precedence to the Levi. V'davka k'shein Yisrael gado me'alevi. That's only if the Yisrael is not greater than the Levi. D'ilav hachi yikru rishayin. If there's a Yisrael who's a bigger Talmud Chacham than a Levi, you cannot call up the Levi. Unless the gadol is moichel. And once you call up the gadol, if there is a gadol, you call him up. V'shuv lo yikru l'levi klal, then you don't call up the Levi at all. U'le'inyin likrois l'levi shlishi aravi b'makam shkali yisob makam kayin. Are you allowed to call up the Levi for, let's say, the third or fourth aliyah? If the first aliyah was Yisrael, yesh aymerim demutar. Some say it is permitted. That's the opinion of the Gra. V'yesh oysrim, the Eli Rabba, in the name of the Vosh and Shacharim, say it's aser. Based on what it's explained later on at the end of Sif Yud, in our communities, the minog is not to call up a kohen or a levi, only for mafter. So ein nafkamino bezet, there is no nafkamino. We're not going to call up a levi for shlishi or a vi if the first aliyah was Yisrael. When you call up a Yisrael or a Levi for the first aliyah, then you say bim kaim kayin. Hainu ben kishakar Yisrael b'makam kayin oy Levi. Whether you call up a Yisrael in the place of a kayin or a Levi. Now, let's just see Siv Zayin. Siv Zayin. Let's say there was a kohen and a levi in shul. You called up a kohen and you didn't realize there was a levi. And then, what do you do if there's no levi? You call up the kohen for the second aliyah. So then, the kohen made another brachas atayra. We're not going to interrupt him. We'll let him finish. Hischel means he said Baruch Atah Hashem. Aval Baruch Hu Levad Lo Hava Haschala. Baruch Hu alone is not a start. Va'oila HaLevi. The Levi will go up Levarech to make a bracha, V'likrois and to get his aliyah. V'kan ein soch ha-koin lahamtin likrois achakach. In this instance, the koin will not stick around to get another aliyah because there's nothing to worry about. He already took an aliyah. We're not worried anyone is going to find a pagam in him. Daloi kfar kar metchil, already read it originally. Ein mafsik en oisai. We don't interrupt the Kohen who began making the second abracha. The tam, hatam kaniska. The reason is, like we mentioned earlier, namely that once he started the aliyah, we don't want to interrupt. Otherwise, it's going to be a bracha levatala.
Recording in progress.
Okay, so that is Mishnah Brura for today. We're going to be starting momentarily Sefer Chafetz Chaim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.